And to Mississippi now, where the Republican Senate primary has taken a bizarre and nasty turn ahead of next Tuesday's election. The race is arguably the Tea Party's best opportunity to unseat a longtime Republican incumbent, U.S. Senator Thad Cochran. His challenger, State Senator Chris McDaniel, is struggling to stay on message after some of his supporters were arrested in a scheme to exploit images of Cochran's bedridden wife. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Allegations that a conservative blogger photographed Thad Cochran's ailing wife threatened to overtake the storyline of this contest. Once the classic tale of the establishment-backed senior senator in the race of his career against Tea Party-aligned upstart Chris McDaniel. Police say the blogger and three other men, including a local Tea Party official, conspired to photograph 72-year-old Rose Cochran in the Mississippi nursing home where she's lived since 2000. She suffers from progressive dementia and is under hospice care. Now, just days before Tuesday's Republican primary, the photo scandal dominates talk radio and the candidate's campaign ad war.
It just gets worse. Now Chris McDaniel's radio co-host, fundraiser, and hometown friend charged with felonies. The McDaniel campaign scandal spreads.
You've probably seen Thad Cochran's negative attack ads. Newspapers call them shameless. I call them outrageous.
The blogger, Clayton Kelly, allegedly used the images of Mrs. Cochran taken Easter Sunday in an online video. The video was intended to cast aspersions on the six-term senator's relationship with a longtime Washington aide who has accompanied him on official trips overseas. On the campaign trail, Cochran doesn't mention the controversy. He says the ongoing investigation is out of his hands.
Well, I don't have any reaction to it except hope that it gets resolved and those who may have violated laws are dealt with according to the law.
It felt like old home week as Cochran campaigned on the Mississippi Gulf Coast yesterday.
That's Cochran. Oh, Sid Seal, I'm from Byram. I used to go to church with your mama and daddy for years and years.
Yeah.
Sid Seal, a pharmacist and Cochran supporter, just shakes his head when it comes to the tone of the race.
We're talking about early, probably the dirtiest race overall that I've seen in years. So.
It makes you wonder what their agenda is.
Millie Smith of Philadelphia, Mississippi, says if McDaniel's supporters thought the photo would somehow boost his chances, they were wrong.
It's really not helped at all, but the picture. I was sad. I'm in health care. We're in health care, and I think that was a very big violation.
State Senator Chris McDaniel says he doesn't know why anyone would photograph his opponent's bedridden wife.
Who knows? I just know our campaign had absolutely nothing to do with that, and from our standpoint, we're focused on the issues right now, and we're going to move forward all the way to June the 3rd for a victory.
Still, when the headlines say, hey, this was your supporters doing this, that has to taint you a little bit.
No, not at all. The issues matter, and that's our focus.
On a bus tour through Mississippi, McDaniel tries to shift the attention to Thad Cochran's extended tenure on Capitol Hill.
What do you call a politician who's been in Washington 42 years?
Too old.
No, you call him home.
His loyal supporters are trying to stay on track as well, weathering the rain in Pearl, Mississippi last evening to wave campaign signs at passing traffic. Elva Eubanks has been driving around the state in what she calls Big Red, a bright red pickup truck with a giant McDaniel for Senate sign in the bed, talking up the candidate. She admits the photo scandal does come up.
I try not to bring it up or somebody asks me about it. I might say something, but try to change the subject to something more positive.
That's McDaniel's strategy, too. And he's looking for a last-minute boost from some big-name national conservatives. Former Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum is endorsing him, and Sarah Palin is in Mississippi campaigning with McDaniel today. For the other camp, Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant is on the stump with Thad Cochran. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Jackson.